Hello, guys. Today, I wanted to speak with you about goal setting. It's the end of November, beginning of December, and that's usually when I sit down and say, what do I want to do with my life next year? Now, I do have 5 and 10 year goals, but I also set yearly goals, and that's what I want to talk to you about today. I base all this off of Mark 12:30, which says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. So I see four types of goals that you could be setting here. You could use one or you could use all four. I tend to do all four myself. Heart, soul, mind, and strength. So for your heart, these are items that I look at that make me more emotionally mature. For example, next year, I'm going to try to take chaplain training to help me understand myself and other people better. The second is your soul. And I see this as my relationship to God and to others. And some goals that I set in that are, for example, memorizing a sword. And a sword is 10 verses about the same topic. So when I'm presented with a problem in that area, I already have the verses hidden in my heart and I'm able to respond as Jesus would. Or maybe working on a relationship with, say, your siblings or your neighbor or your spouse, your mind. This is something, mental acuity, advancement in your professional career. For example, I try to read one professional book a month, either about missionary serving or management. Some people read a book a week. Depends on how fast of a reader you are, right? And the fourth category is strength. And this is where I start looking at my body and where can I be improving? Where can I increase my health? Whether it's adding something, removing something, changing something. Next year, I think I'm going to start shooting bow and arrow again. I had shot last year when I was in Uganda. I don't have a bow here, but I could get one, right? So I'm going to add that to my goals for next year to start shooting on a regular basis. So these are the four areas where I personally set goals. And when I'm thinking about those goals and how I want to live my life, the thought is the idea is the action becomes the habit, and then that habit becomes your lifetime. And so what I start off with is trying to get my brain in the right attitude, the right space to be able to start making goals. And I usually look at 1 Corinthians 10:31, which says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And so trying to remember that I want to lead a life of intention and I want to grow closer to God through everything that I do. And it's for him that I'm doing things. When I have my goals all set up and ready to go, I write them down or cut out pictures representing the ideas behind it. And I put them on a paper or a poster board and I hang it somewhere in my home where I have to see it every day. For example, mine are in my closet. So when I go to get my clothes every day, I'm looking at that and reminding myself what I want to be doing with my time. I would suggest you do something similar because I've heard stories of people who have these very good intentions and they set these goals and they want to accomplish them. And then life happens and they forget. And all of a sudden it's November and they're like, oh my gosh, I think I wrote down somewhere goals that I wanted to accomplish. So this is something I do, some little thing to help myself remember who and where I want to be in the future. I also wanted to mention, because there's so much about goal setting, if you look it up, many different ideologies, but there is one thing that will help you set goals effectively, and it's the SMART acronym. Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. So don't set a super wide goal. Try to have a narrow focus. Make sure that it's measurable. If it is not measurable, how will you know if you succeeded? Make sure it's attainable. It can be slightly past your reasonable, whatever you think you can actually do. You can make it a little bit past that to give yourself a challenge if you'd like. Make sure it's relevant. Make sure it's in line with who you are. your values, and not something crazy that you would actually never do. And make sure that it's time-based. For mine, I have an end date. I have all my goals set, but they all don't come due at the same time. I kind of stagger them out so that I can focus on one thing at a time and do it well. Because remember, whatever we do, do it as unto the Lord. So that, I think, is what I want to share with you about goal setting. If you have any questions, please just leave them below. I'll answer your questions. Or if you have any other videos that you would like me to make and share information about something, just please let me know again in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe. And I will see you next time. Have a good week, guys.